You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
It's become clear that the rot in business and government runs too deep for us to expect either to help South Africa course correct. And I think this is where civil society, the Fourth Estate and the judiciary must continue to play such an important role. And ahead of the State of the Nation address in a few minutes' time, I've got Marius Oosthuizen, a member of faculty at GIBS. He teaches leadership, strategy and ethics on the line to share his thoughts on how we can strengthen civil society. Evening, Marius.
Hi, Michael, and hi to your listeners.
Now, the one thing that state capture did was, to an extent, resuscitate civil society that had gone quiet. I mean, civil society played such an important role in the fight against apartheid, but then there'd been a lull, almost allowed to slowly diminish in importance as it struggled to attract a cause or funding. But state capture seemed to turn that tide somewhat. But are we seeing that tide go out again following the victory of the Ramaphosa faction of the ANC?
Well, Michael, as I said in that article I wrote on this matter, that South Africa has had a long-standing, very active civil society for many years. But I think what we have seen is civil society has almost neglected that role over the last few years and expected others in society, you know, the likes of the public protector, the courts, to step in and preserve our institutional integrity. But I think what state capture has shown us is that as a young democracy, we can't rely on the public sector and politicians, nor can we rely really on business that often is quite self-interested. We have to take responsibility for the future of the nation, and civil society has a tremendous role to play in that.
What has been the challenge from your perspective for civil society in an environment where the economy is not growing? I know funding and fundraising is always difficult. Would you say and cite that as one of the key challenges here for civil society to fight those battles? And I'm thinking the likes of your Outers and your Solidarities, for example, they spend a lot of money taking action, and very often it's a legal process. You need to go to court, and you know, senior counsel and the like don't come cheap. Is it a financial problem, or is it one of being able to articulate a vision and what their role actually is?
You know, when I've interacted with key leaders in civil society, they've said to me that at times civil society has lost its way in terms of its strategic role, and you know, at other times civil society has found itself in relationships with individuals that have been implicated, either on the side of the public sector or in business. And so I think there are a number of challenges. One of them is for civil society to clarify and articulate the strategic challenge that it's faced in the short and medium and long term in the country. I think the reality is that we're a undeveloped country from an economic point of view. We've got massive social challenges. So there's no end to the things that civil society can get involved in. But I think becoming quite clear and articulate around that vision and then mobilizing the resources on the basis of that. You know, some of that resource sits in the private sector, making the case to business that civil society is an important partner in the country and business needs to come to the party. But potentially civil society needs to look more directly at our citizens and say, how do we mobilize the popular support of the citizens? You know, we are a democracy. We do have a free press. We do have freedom of speech. And how do we use this at the citizen level to create a grassroots movement of accountability in the country? Mm-hmm. I think that's a key strategic role.
Absolutely. I think accountability is to men and women on the street, hardworking, taxpaying South Africans. What is their big issue at the moment? They'd like to believe in the new administration's intent and desire to clean up government and to clean up the administration, but they want to see accountability. And unfortunately, without anyone being held accountable, it's a clear strategic opportunity for civil society to step into that breach. Now, you wrote in the Business Day today that we may need a new Marshall Plan as well to rebuild the country on the back of that terrible first quarter GDP print. Do we really need yet another plan, or do we just need to implement the many plans that we already have on the table?
Well, I think there's two aspects to that. The first is that South Africa has no end in plans and policies, as you said, that are poorly implemented. But really at the heart of that challenge is the inability of the state to bring about coordinated action between government, business, labor, and society at large. And so in the absence of a very simple executable plan, what we end up with is a lot of talk, a lot of debate, a lot of discourse around things like the NDP, and we don't see the realization of that at the implementation level. Mm. And so when I talk of a Marshall Plan, I'm talking of being much more specific, much more targeted, that we can rally around, you know, things like getting education sorted out, things like creating labor-absorptive jobs in areas where we have large availability of labor and natural resources, if we as a country can rally around those specific projects, you know, as the likes of Europe did after the Second World War, and mobilize resources, that can stand us in good stead in bringing growth and inclusion in the economy.
Now, give me an example of what a Marshall Plan for South Africa would entail, broadly speaking.
Well, you know, at the heart of our industrial economy lies our big state-owned enterprises, you know, the likes of Eskom, that is based in fossil fuel energy. At the same time, there's a massive opportunity for renewable energy in Africa and in South Africa. And so, you know, the likes of a Marshall Plan that focuses on the energy sector and looks to bring thousands of young emerging entrepreneurs into the renewable energy sector could both provide jobs in society, but also begin to address the bigger structural issues of an energy transition for South Africa. And so that's one example. There would be many others in agro-processing, around land reform and land redistribution, where we, instead of fighting about who owns the land and how we redistribute it, we should have a conversation about how we turn our agricultural sector into a much more powerful job-creating engine. And I think a Marshall Plan with targeted projects could be used to do that.
Yeah, and it delivers those sorts of wins that help generate momentum. I agree with you. We have a wonderful plan in the National Development Plan, almost 400 pages of it, and we do sometimes just tend to get bogged down in the minutiae, and nothing seems to get implemented. And so to have clear deliverables and much smaller projects, comparatively speaking, is one way of going about it. Just, Marius, as we run out of time here, are you confident that we are turning the corner? There's been a lot of talk about an impatience and the long game, so to speak, that the president is playing just ahead of the State of the Nation address. What would you really like to see the president focus on to give us confidence that we have turned the corner?
Well, you know, South Africa is running out of runway when it comes to our fiscal position. Given our debt levels, given the ratings agencies breathing down our necks, as a country, really, we don't have any more time to be playing the long game, as you put it. So I think what we need to see from the president tonight is a very clear, articulate plan about how he's going to stabilize the country's finances. We need to see a very strong commitment against things like corruption and state capture and the cleanup process. And I think if the president shows that kind of leadership, I think the likes of business will respond very positively. And we can then start to see the recurrence or the return of confidence in the economy, which really, as we see from the stats, is in the last 5 to 10 years, has been in decline. We have to see that strong leadership from the president tonight.
Marius Oosthuizen, who teaches leadership strategy and ethics at Gibbs, with some last-minute thoughts as we await the president's State of the Nation address for the sixth administration. You're listening to Classic Business.